This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City, Iowa, and our abbreviated worship service from January 22nd, 2017. We hope this is a blessing to you today and always.
The first reading is from Isaiah 9, verses 1 through 4, a reading from Isaiah. There will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult with dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Word of God, word of life.
Shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple. For the day of trouble God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high up on a rock. Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, a reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, that there be no division among you, but that you be united in the same kind, or the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Has Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth, made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Zephathili, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Nephtali, by the road of the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm starting with the sermon because I need to make it clear. The children's sermon is a part of the sermon today. So now you know we are in the sermon officially. So at this time, I need the young people to come forward if they'd like, because I need their help badly, because I cannot do this by myself. It's going to be fun. I promise. We're going to get exercise. We're going to get everybody involved. But you're our leaders. It's going to be fun. So come on up here. We need all of them. Fill the space, yeah. Well, you guys can be up here, because you're going to have to set the example for everybody. Stay standing, because we can. All right, have you ever played the game Simon Says? Have you played the game Simon Says? We're all going to play the game Simon Says. We're going to recall it Pastor Zach Says, but I'm still going to call myself Simon. All right? No tricks. And I need you guys to set the example for all them. Make sure they're playing, because I'm not going to turn around. They're going to play from their seats, though. I won't make them stand up. I'm going to do some things, and I need you to do exactly what I tell you to do, okay? And they will, too. Raise your right hand. Oh, look at that. Oh, man, right off the bat. Good. The sermon's going to work now. Simon says, raise your left hand. There you go. I'm keeping an eye on all of you. Simon says, put your hand back down. Simon says, pat your head. Simon now says, rub your belly. All right. Now Simon says, reverse it. Stop. Oh, no, this is good. It's going well. All right, where were we? Patting our head and rubbing our belly. Simon says, pat your head, rub your belly. Simon says, do the impossible, pat your tummy and rub your head without going in a circle. And Simon says, stop. There. That was easy, wasn't it? Was that easy? Was that fun? We had some fun, yeah. Simon says, it's a game that challenges us. Follow the leader, see if we're paying attention. But was I a good leader? I misled you right off the bat, didn't I? I really pulled the rug out from under you right away. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. But we all do it. And I hope you listen to the rest of the sermon as well, because we're going to tie that in. And I hope you guys are paying attention, because I'm going to tie it in. So I hope you're all paying attention. But before I let you go back to your seats, I want to do just a short prayer with you. Emphasis on short. Goodbye. Amen. Sure, go. I'll praise you. Go back to your seat. We said it in our hearts, I guess. I'll make up for it by saying it at the end. You're not getting out that easy. But thank you for helping me play Simon Says and helping lead Simon Says with all those out there. We made mistakes. I saw some of you make mistakes right off the bat, too. We absolutely do. I led you astray, and every once in a while, just to make sure you were paying attention, following the leader. But thank you for doing that. The theme, obviously, is follow me. Follow me. Those are the words Jesus says to Peter and Andrew, who were fishing. He doesn't say them, but he must have said them as well to James and John. Follow me. Follow me. Think about those words for a little bit. What do those words mean to you as a person? What do they mean to you individually? Follow me. They're an invitation. An invitation very similar to what we heard Jesus say to us last week in the gospel, in come and see. An invitation. That some people who probably heard those words, maybe they weren't by themselves fishing. They might have heard those words and brushed them aside. People may have lifted their heads up and said, what? Did somebody say something? I thought I heard something. An invitation. Some people might have said, yep, heard that before. Come and see. Come with me. Follow me. Heard all that before. Many people most likely wouldn't have jumped up right away of somebody saying, follow me. Especially if they were having a good job. Especially if they were most likely less likely were they going to jump up if they didn't know what he was going to do, where they were going to go, who was this guy? I mean, if I came up to you and you had never met me before, we'll just say in the fellowship hall, if I went downstairs, you had no idea who I was, I simply came in and said, follow me, and left, what would you have done? Would you have gotten up? Would you have said, who's that crazy guy that just said, follow me, I'm not following him? Especially if I have no idea who he was, where he was going, what he was going to do, what was I going to do? And yet here Jesus is, calling his future disciples, calling and inviting them into his mission, a mission that the world had never seen before. Follow me. And they didn't even flinch. They jumped out of their boats, followed Jesus, no questions asked. I don't know where the boats were. Were they out in the sea? Were they tied up? Were they horrible fishermen? Why did they jump up right away? No questions asked. Without knowing what was coming next, they left and followed him. Can you imagine doing that really for anybody? Following, like I've said, without knowing where they were going, who he was, what was going to happen next. Admit it. When I said we were going to play Simon Says, did you jump up and down with excitement? I know some of you did, but I also saw some of you not participating. Some of you didn't play. You didn't jump up right away. You waited for the game to go on. You might have hesitated to follow me in my game. But James, John, Peter, Andrew, many more after that, all they did was follow. They didn't hesitate. James and John even left their family. Left their father, left perhaps a comfortable living. We don't know. But they left their father and their family alone with the nets. Why? Why was this so different? This person. Commentary I read for this week in preparing perhaps put this in a way that made sense, especially to me. Perhaps they were responding to what had been imprinted on their souls, on their hearts, the knowledge of God's voice. So when they heard Jesus, all they could do was obey. That makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense why they jump so easy. And at times, we don't always jump as easy in our own lives. There are so many voices in our own lives. How can we discern what is God's? What isn't? Am I supposed to do this? Am I not? Over time, it can feel truly complicated. And yet other times, in our own hearts, we don't understand it, but we jump up. We don't ask questions. We raise our hand to volunteer. We become pastors. We become teachers. We become whatever it is we are. Sometimes we are compelled to do something, and we don't fully understand why. But perhaps that's the answer. But the point of all that is, they followed. And we even today continue to follow Jesus. Why else would we be here today if that wasn't the case? There's a lot of other things we could be doing today if we weren't following Jesus. But we listen. We get behind Jesus in our daily lives. And it sounds easy, doesn't it? Just get behind him. Follow him. Well, as I said before, sometimes it is easy. Absolutely. But it's not always easy to follow Jesus. Working preacher for this week reminded me of how hard it can be to follow Jesus, even though it's simple. And I invite you, too, to reflect on parts of Jesus' story as well. The disciples at that time followed Jesus, no questions asked, especially right away. And yet they, too, strayed. They questioned Jesus' path at times, wondering, why do you have to die? Don't talk like that, Jesus. Jesus asked them to stay awake in the garden. They fall asleep. Simple thing is, stay awake with me while I pray. Pray with me. They even run away when he's arrested. Most don't even follow him all the way to the cross. They hide after he's dead. The path of following Jesus is not always easy. The easy part at times is saying we believe. But when God puts something in front of us that we don't like, sometimes we have trouble staying behind him. Sometimes we want the easy way, to live in our individual bubbles, and we may even stumble or miss something in our own lives when we make mistakes, like in Simon says, when we're not paying attention. We just slip up. The hymn of the day today talks about following. And I invite you to listen really closely. Read those words. Here are some that come to mind as well, and they're directly from the hymn. How are you doing with some of these things? Will you come and follow me? Will you go where you don't know? Will you let my name be known? Will you care for cruel and kind? Will you let my answer? Will you let me answer prayer in you? Will you love the you hide? Will you quell the fear inside? Will you use the faith you found? Sounds simple. Sounds like we could do it. But some of those, we don't. Sometimes we can't. And in those moments of our shortcomings, when it's hard to follow Jesus, hard to hear some of those questions put to us, I'm reminded of this, and I'm going to quote it directly from Working Preacher, because I think we need to hear it too. And it refers to what was going on with the disciples when they fell behind, and also us. Us, we will run away, but Jesus will not give up on us. He will call us to repent, to turn around, go back to the place where it all began. We will fail, but afterwards, we will be called to follow once again. Follow me. Let's say all those words together and hear Jesus say it to us in one unified voice. Follow me. Do you hear that? It came out of everybody. We heard it. Follow me. Live out that calling in your lives. Remember, it's not always easy. But remember that when we do stray or fall, Jesus is there, full of grace, calling us to follow once again. Follow me. What a wonderful and challenging invitation. Amen.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Called to be a light to the nations, let us pray for God's justice, peace, and healing. Each petition ends with, "Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer." Let us pray. Thank you for this beautiful new year. Thank you for the gift of life. We simply adore you, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creator and sustainer of life, mercy beyond what we can fathom. You cover us with grace forever and ever. Lord, in your mercy. You care for us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You are aware of our every need. You know our prayers of supplication before we speak them. You know our requests to you before we think them. Lord, in your mercy. Our prayers of intercession are for the physical, emotional, social, and financial needs for our church, our members, and all of our visitors today. For Shelley McKern, and also the first names of the members who are listed in our bulletin this morning. Jim, Michaela, Judy, Carmen, Amy, Steve, Ione, Marge, the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and missionaries, Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Lord, in your mercy. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We are so deeply thankful for our families, spouses, children, and grandchildren, our dear friends, our health, our homes, our jobs, the privilege to live in this beautiful world, and the hope of eternal life with you in heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Help us during times of trouble when we are anxious and have fearful hearts and thoughts. Help us during these uncertain times. Help us to seek your love and protection during the difficult periods of our lives. Guide our military and political leaders at the national, state, and local levels. We seek unity after the inauguration. Not everyone got the person that we wanted, but at this point, we need to seek for unity in our country. Guide the financial and political leaders of Great Britain and the European Union during their ongoing, continuing controversy and strife. Help us and them to seek your divine wisdom for every aspect of our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Help us to perform one of the hardest commandments that you gave us in the Bible to perform, which is to love our enemies and pray for them. Help us to not turn our backs on the global refugees who are just seeking peace and safety for their families. God bless the whole world, no exceptions. Lord, in your mercy. Help us to stand for righteousness and to help the poor, the disadvantaged, and all who are less fortunate than ourselves. Strengthen us to be courageous disciples for you. Strengthen our pastors and our missionaries who are gentle and courageous disciples and examples to us all. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for the faithfulness of your disciples and faithful servants who proclaim your kingdom. Strengthen our faith in you. Send us out to proclaim and live your justice boldly. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers in the name of Christ, the light of the world, who is one with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Ever and ever. Amen.
The God of glory dwell in you richly, name you beloved, shine brightly on your path, and the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace. Be the light of Christ.